Well, they do play good team defense in front of them, so we've got our hands full. We've got our hands full. You know, we're going to try to break them down and create some opportunities, and then when we do, we've got to figure out CJ Mott also.
They don't have anybody over 10 goals on the team, but they do spread the wealth pretty well.
Well, they do, and that's they've got balance and consistency, and that's why it's important for us to get our secondary scoring going and to have three to four lines that can play against anybody, and I think we're there. So this is going to be a great challenge, and it's a tough rink to play in. I've been there many times. It's a smaller building. Things happen quick. Things can get unraveled and get out of control in a hurry, both ways, you know, either for your team or their team. So we're going to have to be ready to go and really into the game, and we're going to have to really limit our turnovers, manage the puck, and get good goaltending. So like I said, it's a great opportunity. You want to play the best teams. We've played some pretty darn good teams this year in their building, so this should be no different. We've been there, we've done it, we know what to expect. We've had a lot of tough one goal games. I think we're battle tested for sure. So it's just another game for Michigan Tech, another playoff hockey game. So because it seems like we've been in playoff mode since day one.
It really does. All right, more of the Mel Pearson Show coming up. Hey, we got your questions coming up. You have a question for Mel, let's get it in right now. DJ@themix93.com. DJ@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues after these.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday. The public is always welcome. Stock up this month with these great deals from Bucko's Party Store. In Calumet, all Pepsi 12-packs of cans are 2 for $8 or $4.29 each. All Coke and 7-Up 2 liters are 4 for $5 or $1.59 each. All 6-packs of cans of 12 and 16-ounce beer on sale store-wide. Pick up all your favorite munchies, including pizza deals. Plus, Bucko's accepts the bridge card. Don't forget, if you're hitting the snowmobile trails, Bucko sells snowmobile permits. All sales do not include tax or deposit.
Come on, man.
All right, guys, listen up.
Yes,
now, before you step out into the night, possibly meet the woman of your dreams, I want you to do something for yourselves, besides putting on deodorant. I want you to appoint, elect, designate a driver. Because great times don't happen without that guy. No, they do not. Because he's the guy to make sure you don't act like an idiot in front of the cute girl staring at you across the room. He's the guy who buys a cold Budweiser, sends it over to her and says it's from you. He's the guy who requests a slow song while you guys are doing the Douglas or whatever you call it in the center of the dance floor. And then, at the end of the best night of your life, he makes sure you get her home safely. As if he hadn't done enough already. So raise high your Budweiser for the hero of the night, the designated driver. Great time to wait. Grab some Bud.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
Your local State Farm offices, Kelly Jepson in Houghton, Mike Lottie in Hancock, Matt M. Blodlons in Ontonagon, and Calumet State Farm.
Back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Wanted to ask you, Coach, about the attendance down at Lake State. Of course, their students were on break still, but 1,300 and 1,400 were the two attendance figures for Friday and Saturday night. It really makes you appreciate our great fans here.
Well, no question. Yeah, and a tough situation. And next year we're scheduled to play at the same time, or were. And I called Coach Rock and said, hey, you know, we've got an open date in October. You know, early October, you have the same date, and would you like to shift that, or have you got somebody scheduled? And he was all for that.
You know,
just trying to help him out, because it's good for both teams if you have you know, good crowds in the building. Mm-hmm. And you know, obviously their students are away and you're playing up there, and You know, it takes away from the whole atmosphere, and it's a great rivalry. I think it's going to be a very good rivalry, and you know, they're a top 20 team, and they've got some good players. I like the way they play. They play hard. They play clean. They play disciplined. You know, good hockey. So, you know, I thought Friday night's was one of the best games, even though we lost. Mm-hmm. That, you know, when you watch it from a fan's perspective, I had a number of people tell me, and I didn't like the result, but it's a good, clean, fast game. So, so we're going to make that change for next year going forward. But no question, our fans have been fantastic, and we just seems like our home games are so spread out that we just don't get any momentum from playing at home. Mm-hmm. I'd like to play on the road 1 weekend, home 1 weekend, road 1 weekend, home 1 weekend. It just hasn't turned out this year. But we've got some good home games coming up. Like, you know, Ferris State is probably going to be ranked 2 or 3 this week when we play them, and so they'll be coming up here. Well, if we
ranked
knock
six,
them off a couple, yeah, a couple times. So, but they're a very good team, and obviously then we got Winter Carnival coming up, and we got Fairbanks, a very good team. So we do have some good games, and we got Northern games still. So we've got some good games and important games for us, and we really do need our fan support. It really does help and gives you momentum, and it's worth a goal for sure.
Let's get to some questions, Coach, for you. First of all, this question, talking about the World Junior Tournament, Don Lucia as the head coach for the U.S. team this year. How is that decided, and would you ever want to coach the World Junior team?
Well, that's a good question, and the way they decide that is USA Hockey has a couple gentlemen by name, well, one Jim Johansson and Dave Fisher, who worked here. He has some say in it also, and I think they sit down and look at the candidates available and figure out who they'd like to have coach that team. So, obviously, I have coached in the tournament. Mm-hmm. 1997, I was with the U.S. World Junior team as an assistant coach with Jeff Jackson, was the head coach, and he's now at Notre Dame. And Greg Cronin was the other assistant coach, and Greg's at Toronto Maple Leafs as an assistant coach right now. So I thought we had a good staff. We ended up second that year, lost to Canada in the gold medal game. So it's a great tournament. You know, you get the best 18 to 20 year old players in the world. You know, it's a fantastic competition, and no question, if I ever was asked to coach in that tournament, I'd love to.
Very good. Let's get to another question. What is your overall thought on our goaltending this year?
Yeah, overall thought, inconsistent, I guess, would be the first word that comes up. You know, Phoenix has had some really strong games this year for us. And then, you know, we've had some just okay games. And, you know, same with Jamie. You know, Jamie's had some real strong games and then just some games just okay. So, and then Matt Winches is the, you know, he's the dark horse there, sort of the unknown, the great unknown. And he's looked good. He's looked really good. So I don't know when his opportunity is coming, but, you know, if our goaltending does not get more consistent, then, you know, maybe Matt Winches gets a chance at some point. But, you know, Phoenix has proved he can do it. You know, he's played some good games against some good teams and done extremely well, as has Jamie. So, but they've got to get on board and get it together and start moving forward. To me, it's the bad goals. It's the bad goals you should stop. They deflate your team. You know, it gets the other team going. You have to get those out of your game. You know, even the goal against Western Michigan, you know, Phoenix played a strong game, but not to lay it on him. I just don't know how that goal ever, you know, goes in. It just finds a way to roll in. Not a shot. It's not a scoring opportunity. You know, and you lose a championship over a goal like that. You know, you'd rather that guy come in and on a breakaway make a great move or 2-on-1 or something. Then you can live with it. It's harder. You never like losing, and it's harder to live with those type of situations. But we have to get consistent. You have to take your, you know, bad goals out of the play, stop the ones you should, and take your chance on the grade A. And that's how I base our, you know, goaltending and judge our goaltending. But it's good for Jamie to get a win. It's good for him to get a win, and I like both those guys. I think both Phoenix or Jamie, and for that sake, Matt Winches can go in and play well and win hockey games against anybody in the country.
Next question from a fan. Mel, how's the wrist?
Fantastic. I tell you, I got home last night and started moving that snow around. It's a little harder. I'm a little disappointed I can't get up on the roof yet and shovel some off, but wrist is fine. Wrist is fine, and you know, it's going to take a little while, unfortunately, but thanks for asking.
Will you be sticking with Phillips on Saturdays?
Good question. I'm not sure about our goaltending. We sort of just watch the week. We do put a lot of stock on practice and how they look and whatnot. But, you know, Jamie's earned another look for sure. So it might even be Friday.
This is related to Jamie Phillips, too. Is Mel going to give Jamie Phillips more of an opportunity to play in the second half?
Well, after the win, you know, if you consistently win, you know, that's a bottom line. If you go in the net and you're winning, you're going to get the opportunity to play. And obviously he had a good game against Lake Superior. Actually, he had two decent games. He came in Friday and did a good job.
Right.